The Cincinnati Reds started the 2013 regular season with an historic game at Great American Ballpark. The game between the Reds and Los Angeles Angels was the Majors' first interleague season opener. Before the first pitch, Reds manager Dusty Baker told reporters his team would approach this game like any other.
Opening day is opening day. Don't matter who you're playing. I mean, you know, they didn't play well in the spring, and neither did we. And so there's two quality teams, you know, that are matching up against one another. It's a little different, a little weird playing a interleague game so quickly. that's something that we haven't done and they haven't done either. I don't think anybody in baseball has done that. It's just a little different, but you still counts on the schedule.
The excitement of the new season was not lost on right fielder Jay Bruce.
I mean, it's a holiday here. You know, it's something that's very, very special, I know, to the fans, to the city, and to myself. You know, this is something that I look forward to every year. And, regardless of who you're playing, it's still baseball, and it's, you know, still opening day in Cincinnati. So I think that's the most important thing.
After 13 innings, the Angels claimed a 3-1 victory over the Reds. But for some fans, it's not whether you win or lose. It's if you show up to celebrate opening day in Cincinnati. Doug Houser and Barney Molnar traveled from Huntington, West Virginia, and wouldn't miss it.
This is my 32nd year in a row for opening day, 32, and this is he's been off and on for how many years, Barney?
Long time, probably since 1958. Crosley Field.
From the newbies to the veterans, more than 43,000 fans flocked to the park to see the season opener. And sure, they'd like the team to win, but there's just something special about being a Reds fan, like Linda Schwartz of Mainville, Ohio.
Well, I feel wonderful because I've been a Reds fan ever since I was a little girl. My dad used to take me to Crosley Field all the time, and then I used to come to all the Reds games with both of my parents. And then I became a Rosie Red because my mother was a Rosie Red.
Linda passed on the tradition to her daughter, Tara Peel of Mason, Ohio, who was very excited to be at opening day.
And this is actually my very first opening day game. I just turned 50 this year, so this is really exciting to be with my mom, and it's my first game.
Fans like Catholic priest Father Robert Beach of Louisville, Kentucky, are willing to travel to Cincinnati whenever they can to see the Reds.
Well, I've been doing it ever since I was a kid. We come up, go to ball games, my dad and I. So this is the first chance to go to opening day, so we're real excited about it.
Festivities began at noon with the 94th Annual Findlay Market Opening Day Parade, with Hall of Famer George Foster as Grand Marshal. Fans like Shelley and Steve Bauer of Wyoming, Ohio, brought their two kids, attended the parade, and then came over to Great American Ballpark for the game. Like most fans, the Bowers agree, opening day is about tradition.
It's like a holiday. All the kids, it's kind of, you know, wink, wink. The kids are off school and you can come down here, see the parade, and everybody's happy. Everybody's in a great mood.
It's just a Cincinnati tradition, and it's great to carry that on to our children so that they can remember this time and hopefully carry it on to their children someday.
Following the three-game interleague series with the Angels, the Reds will host the Washington Nationals to round out the six-game homestand this weekend. I'm Sherry Lawson, WNKU News.